Welcome into Jaguars Live, presented by Everbank for the post-game report. Jaguars fall to the Cincinnati Bengals 33-23. And Tony, the game before, you're going across the pond to London. A little bit disappointing, mainly on special teams. Some poor play. You had a deflected punt, a blocked punt, and a kickoff out of bounds that allowed great field position for the Cincinnati Bengals in today's game.
And a punt return that brought them all the way down almost to the red zone. I mean, so it was four big special team errors that led probably to about 15 points, maybe or more. It was a tough day for the special teams, a tough way to end the game as well. And forget about, we haven't even talked about the injuries, because now you're going over to London and some key guys on the defensive side of the ball got banged up.
The one positive, though, in this ball game, the Jaguars are able to fight back. They close the gap down to 3 points, but then all of a sudden the kickoff out of bounds happened. So, I mean, I give him credit for battling back. Then the one guy that really stood out, Allen Hurns. Blake Bortles didn't have a great day throwing the football, but Allen Hurns bailed him out on a couple occasions.
He was an absolute stud tonight. I mean, he really he won every 50-50 ball. And not only won them, but he won them for touchdowns. And he made outstanding plays. He came up big again. What a great rookie year. He tied the Jaguar record for touchdowns of a rookie with Matt Jones and Justin Blackman with 5 touchdowns. So a great day by him. And they had their chances. And even after the kickoff out of bounds and the long Jeremy Mill touchdown, they drive it all the way back down and have an opportunity to make it a one-score, one-possession game again, and just a poor decision by Blake in the back of the end zone.
We're talking about that poor decision when he drops back to pass. He looks to his left. There's nobody open on his left. Comes back, and he looks to his right. And we knew that this was going to be a challenging game because of all the first-round picks, but it ended up not being a first-round pick. It was George Ioka, the safety, ended up making that interception. But I'm not sure exactly what he was looking at in that situation. It's a two-possession game. You would have been okay with just a field goal there. That was not a great throw.
Yeah, all you need, I believe it was first down as well. So even if you don't get it there, you still got 2 more downs to try to score touchdowns. Like you said, you only needed 3. You got to throw that ball out of the back of the end zone because you looked left, like you said, no one's there. But you looked right, no one was still there. Just let it go. And that's going to be one that, you know, we have a long flight to London here coming up. My guess is he's going to lose a little bit of sleep on the plane because that's one he'd want back.
And somebody who may not be getting a lot of sleep on the plane is General Manager David Caldwell and Gus Bradley as well, because of the injuries that happened in this ball game. Jeremiah George, who got the start at the middle linebacking position, left the game with an ankle injury. Rookie right guard Brandon Leonard left the game with an apparent shoulder injury. Then late in that ball game, Josh Evans leaves the game with a shoulder injury. You're talking about 3 starters of this football team, and you're getting ready to make a trip to London.
Well, and you know, it's hard to make personnel moves when you're over there. It's a long flight to bring rookies in to work out. And then there was other guys that got banged up on the field as well. You know, Cecil Shorts, looked like he was okay. He came back after a big hit. We saw the hit that Blake Bortles took. He was holding that left side. We don't know what part of his arm or hand or whatever it was. It was kind of laying there. It didn't look real positive. He finishes the game. He's a tough guy. You know, Denard Robinson got the wind knocked out of him, so obviously he's okay. But a lot of, you know, some big injuries it looked like, and then some nicks and bruises. You got to kind of wait and kind of hold our breath to see what comes when we get to London.
It looked like that the Blake Bortles thing was a hand. He kept kind of flexing that hand throughout the course of the game after he was tackled there on the scramble play. Also another one, Jordan Todman kind of went off to the field kind of limping late in that ball game. He's been such a valuable kick returner, so we'll have to keep a sharp eye on all of that as well. And we're going to go ahead and wrap because we got to get on a plane.
Yeah, we have a long flight tonight.
That'll do it for us here on Jaguars Live, presented by Everbank. The Jaguars fall here in Cincinnati 33-23.